A Knoxville-based adventurer philanthropist wants to convince the nation to follow Tennessee's lead in health care. Stan Brock's Remote Area Medical holds massive free clinics across the country, but many states don't allow medical professionals to even volunteer where they're not certified. WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich reports.
In the gym of the Cookeville High School earlier this year, a man massages his wife's legs as she gets several teeth pulled. Tyson Jones says they arrived the night before to line up in the school parking lot and slept in their car.
If you want to call that sleep. I think I got about an hour in. And I think she got maybe an hour and a half, if that.
Jones's wife occupies one of the 40 dentist chairs at this temporary clinic run by Remote Area Medical, or RAM. Dozens of people line the gym's bleachers, waiting their turn. These makeshift triages could easily be found in a disaster or war zone. On average, they treat 1,000 people a day. Those are just the ones who get into the first-come, first-served clinics, says Dr. Nathaniel Sassone, a New York City dentist who's been volunteering with RAM for about a decade.
We always turn away patients. Sometimes we turn away dozens. Sometimes we turn away hundreds. People wait till 3 in the morning to get a number, and, you know, we do what we can do. RAM's got great equipment. We just don't ever have enough doctors.
That's especially true in states that don't allow out-of-state medical volunteers, which is most of them, says Stan Brock, the former cowboy and action TV actor who founded RAM in the 1980s.
If our volunteers had the flexibility to respond and cross state lines, more and more people would join those ranks and be a significant factor in providing care for the underserved.
Brock was instrumental in getting the legislative change that brought that flexibility to Tennessee 2 decades ago. Since then, less than a dozen states have followed suit. Now Brock is a group of congressmen, including Republican John Duncan and Democrat Steve Cohen of Tennessee, trying to make cross-state volunteering the national norm, something even the American Medical Association endorses. Duncan tells WPLN many legislatures may not even know that their states have such barriers. To help nudge them, the new bipartisan bill he sponsored would give a $1 million grant, even retroactively, to each state that opened its doors to outside medical volunteers. Stan Brock has been working towards this national push for decades, though he says it's tragic that there's such a need for RAM in this country.
And to stand there and watch these people filing in, many of them in wheelchairs and on crutches, this should not be the United States.
If Congressman Duncan's measure passes, RAM's numbers would likely grow in every sense. To date, some 50,000 licensed professionals have provided more than $100 million in free medical, dental, and vision care. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.